so 90s. Not.
Affirmative.
Hi, this is Mike, the blue podcaster.
Hey, this is Daryl, the black podcaster.
This is Lindsay, the yellow podcaster.
And this is Mike, the pink podcaster. Not. This is Mike, the red podcaster. And this is Mighty Morphin Forgotten Failures.
And we are your Mighty Morphin Podcast Rangers.
Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful.
It is a lot.
We realized that right before I started doing it.
Can we just call ourselves
the Putty Podcasters, or whatever those guys were called?
Yeah, something like that.
The Putties.
But yeah, so this is the Mighty Morphin. Well, we are the Mighty Morphin Podcast Rangers.
Yes,
that's us.
We decided for our minis this year that we were going to watch the Power Rangers.
Yeah, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah. If you couldn't already tell.
Yeah, we know that some or at least one of our fans will be highly dejected that we've given up on wacky metrics. But, you know, we just have to keep it fresh. So when these guys discovered that I had never seen any Power Rangers, that turned out to be a good possible idea for what to watch.
For sure.
Yeah, because the three of us, Daryl, Mike R., and I, hella watched Power Rangers and hella loved
it.
I remember one of my favorite memories as a kid is I came home from school. It was probably a shitty day at school because I didn't like school. Came home and the whole living room just covered in Power Ranger shit. My mom had gone like to the dollar store or some shit. Mm-hmm. Just got a bunch of Power Ranger stuff. And I came home, tons of Power Rangers.
Tons.
Everywhere. And it was all crappy toys. But it was amazing. I was also the Pink Ranger for Halloween on multiple Halloweens.
Nice.
I love Power Rangers.
Power Rangers were weird when we were in growing up in Vegas. It was not only before school, but then they reran it after school. So it was on twice a day. So we would get up and watch it. Like me, my brother, and my sister would get up before school and watch it like crazy and then be super stoked. And then sometimes we would watch the same episode again later on in the day. And we would all be Power Rangers, obviously, and like kung fu each other.
Of course.
And yeah, I remember when the spoiler alert, Mike. When the Green Ranger saga happened, like we were glued to that TV for a week straight.
It was a saga.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Although I noticed that there has not been a Green Ranger so far, so the very existence of one must have been exciting.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So it blew my mind. I think that was probably the first time I ever really saw like continuity in a TV show. And for my little, like, I don't know, 9-10 year old brain, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, like one week Batman's beating up like the Joker and the next week he's not and you forgot all about it.
Yeah. And this one, whatever happened had consequences for that next episode, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. I think some of my like fondest memories of Power Rangers was I just remember coming home every day and watching the Power Rangers. And I, too, am a veteran of two Halloweens, going as both the Black Ranger and the eventual White Ranger.
Oh, yeah. Mix it up.
Oh, yeah. You gotta. But I think my favorite memory of Power Rangers things was being in daycare and me and some other kids after, you know, being real hyped on watching Power Rangers that morning before school. We decided to play Power Rangers at recess or whatever the, I don't know, I guess daycare equivalent
isn't daycare
of that
nothing
is.
But recess.
Yeah,
it's basically just a succession of recesses with lunch to break it up.
Yeah.
But we decided to go outside and play Power Rangers, and that just led to us destroying an easel, like one of those Fisher Price easels, with just like karate chops and kicks and shit. Then having my mom called to pick us up because we had destroyed an easel. I said, Mom, don't worry. We were just playing Power Rangers. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
So you were the villains in this Power Rangers story somehow?
No, that was
Power
just...
Rangers.
No, the easel was the villain.
Yeah.
The easel was the big ape wearing armor with a sword.
I'm saying you were the villain to the daycare, destroying the shit.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the type of stuff you missed out on, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, as a kid, I basically watched stuff that was on Nickelodeon, and Saved by the Bell, and Looney Tunes, and not much else.
Yeah. And the Gnomobile.
Somehow, I just watched whatever was on Nickelodeon. I didn't stray too far from that.
Nice. Yeah.
That's reasonable.
All right. So this first episode was Day of the Dumpster.
Yeah.
It's an origin story. It explains everything from dinosaurs to megazords.
Yep.
And everything in between. Yeah. So, Mike, how did you feel about this?
Well,
I
knew about Power Rangers was that there was the Japanese stuff that was filmed with the people in suits, and then there was American stuff that was filmed with these teenagers, and then they kind of spliced them together.
Correct.
But I didn't realize so much of it was going to be the Japanese stuff,
like,
including Rita Repulsa herself and all of her goons.
It is heavily Japanese.
Because I thought the dubbing was just really easy because they're all wearing these suits over their mouths, but you can actually see her mouth moving.
Yeah.
And yet she's still dubbed. But most of what you see when you see her is just her like opening her mouth as wide as possible to shout. Yeah. So
she's very shouty.
So it worked pretty well, the dubbing with for her. And I like her and her goons. I hope they may turn out to be annoying soon.
why don't we just run down the episode of like what happened? Because in the very beginning we're introduced to Rita.
Yes.
She's in a space trash can.
She's in a dumpster.
Yes. A space dumpster. Which is very, I mean, they know that in space there are dumpsters.
Sure.
And they're just all around. Like, oh, hey, space dumpster. Let's see if they threw out any space trash.
No biggie.
But this is apparently on Earth, and there's some guys that are dressed as astronauts, kind of.
I thought that, I couldn't tell if they were, maybe they're just scientists.
And it makes it look like it's in a, like Martian area, but like in a desert weird area.
Yeah, it looks like when Star Trek goes to a foreign land.
I didn't know if that was on Earth. That was on a foreign planet.
No, it is on Earth.
It turns out it is.
But for some reason, they make it look like space.
Yes.
But it's a space dumpster on Earth, and there are two American.
Oh, wait, no. That wasn't on Earth because she goes, I'm going to blow up the nearest planet, and that happens to be Earth.
That's right. Yeah.
So
she's
on like the moon or Mars or something.
Right.
The moon.
one of those planets we send astronauts to all the time.
Which makes a lot more sense than a space dumpster out there.
Yeah, it was red, so I'm guessing it's Mars.
We think that just people on Earth would refer to something as being from space. But actually, no matter what planet you live on, if it's not from your planet, it's from space.
True. But this what's funny is the space dumpster is kind of like a clown car too in the beginning, where it's very small. Like it could fit like it was like one trash can's worth of dumpster stuff.
Yeah, it looks like the thing they sent Yuri Gagarin up in.
Yeah, it was it was more like a space trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had like four or five monsters come out of it, and then she popped out of it at the end, and then she blew it up because fuck.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
So that happens. That's like the cold open.
Where they don't really explain anything. The most important character.
Yeah.
But then it goes into the sweet theme song, which still holds up as one of the best theme songs, I think.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever.
It's so good. It really hypes you up.
Yes.
Like, you feel excited just listening to
it. If you don't want to punch a, like, you know, putty in the face, then why even? Just kill yourself. Just kill yourself.
Yeah. You want to go-go after that.
Yeah. You want to go-go Power Rangers.
So we get the theme song, and then it opens up on Angel Grove Youth Center.
Gym and Juice Bar.
So
that's what most kids want
to
do.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre Gin and Juice Center.
Which would be amazing. For Youth Center.
That's the Inglewood Youth Center.
Yeah, that's the Inglewood. But this is like the nicest youth center I've ever seen, because most youth centers are pretty crappy. Not very well taken care of. This is very nice.
This is like the Max from Saved by the Bell with tumbling mats all over the place.
It's exactly like that. It's just like a weird open gym where everybody's doing everything in the same room but in separate areas.
Yeah.
And there's also a juice bar.
There's gymnastics right next to like karate. A gigantic karate class. And then just people doing tumbling kind of nearby.
And there are also like hallways and stuff, so I'm guessing there are other things.
You guys didn't have that in high school?
Hallways? No.
Hallways?
Yeah, me neither.
No, I didn't have a hallway.
Hallways. What kind of
rich
place
we had the outside and we liked it that way.
It's like curtains that separated all classrooms.
And we're introduced to the Power Rangers themselves. We're introduced to their personalities, where like the blue.
Are we?
Where the blue Power Ranger's kind of like timid, but he's smart, but he's dorky.
I immediately identified with that guy.
Yeah.
Before I noticed that he was wearing overalls over a woolen t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a sweatshirt wrapped around and tied around his waist as well.
And the red Power Ranger.
The problem is mom dressing him and then having his mom dress him again.
Yes, over and over.
And the red Power Ranger, AC Slater, is clearly the leader of the group.
He's very smooth, very confident, very muscular.
And very zen.
Yeah, and very, and so also zen. Very, He's not a mean guy, and he's not a cocky guy. He's very understanding. He's actually trying to help the Blue Ranger.
Well, he's a master of karate.
Yeah, and he helps the Blue Ranger just by comforting and saying, hey, I started out once too. Like, I was a beginner
Even
once
I
too.
Was a beginner.
But they're not rangers yet. They've never heard of any ranger activities.
I'm referring to them as rangers because we'll be doing that from now on.
At this point,
out,
they're just the blue teenager.
Yeah,
and the red teenager.
And
they're just teens right now.
For the sake of continuity, they're all wearing the color.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I thought the Black Ranger was Black Ranger because he was a black guy, but he's also wearing mostly black clothing. So it makes sense. Yeah.
It's twofold. Not only is it racist, but it's also fashion.
And the Asian girl is wearing mostly yellow clothing.
Well, of course she is.
Well, and that is also why me and Lindsay are the black and yellow rangers, respectively.
Yeah.
Because
if we've learned anything from Power Rangers over the years, I have have to be the Black Ranger. It's really not an option.
The hidden lesson in Power Ranger is stay in your lane.
Yes.
That's what they want you to do, is just stay in your lane.
No veering.
Yay, white people, okay. Mike.
Well, yeah, we're beyond 10 minutes, and we haven't talked about the plot very much.
Let's see.
Bulk and Skull show up at the Youth Center. I like those guys. I hope we see more of them.
We will. I started a counter, which I'll be doing throughout the series, is just the, I call it the hit-on-a-meter, where I'm just going to count every time Bulk and Skull hit on either one of the chicks.
Nice.
Because I have a feeling it's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, most likely.
I could do without Bulk, but Skull is really cool. He has an earring.
Cool.
He has a stupid hat. He has a heck neckerchief around his neck.
He's like Wiley in 3 years.
He's like a character from a 50s retro sitcom or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does seem like you'd be like in Happy Days just as much as he would be in Power Rangers.
Yeah, and Bulk has a really Bulk and Skull have a really funny scene with the Red Ranger. I'm sorry, Red Teenager. They have a really awesome scene where Bulk comes in, he's like, I want to learn karate so I can beat people up. And so the Red Ranger is like, oh, let me see what you can do. Can you kick? And Bulk, to his credit, gives a kick better than I was expecting.
Yes. Yeah, probably a kick better than I could do.
Yeah, I felt my legs, like my muscles stretch out too far.
Like I'm not in the greatest shape, but I'm definitely in better shape than Bulk.
Yeah.
Well, he may be stronger than you. Although he does weigh 350 pounds.
He is named Bulk. So.
Yeah, his name is Bulk.
Yeah.
And one of the funny part in that scene is after he does the kick and kind of matches the Red Ranger, he's like, oh, well, then I'm going to do this. It was like some roundhouse
tornado kick. Something. I don't know.
And so Bulk tries to do it and obviously flops. But some of the way that the graphics are updated season 18 are awesome because they kind of frame it as a comic book.
It's like a comic book, yeah. So that's one of the things that's different. Season 18 is basically season 1, just with added graphics and some fat as shit.
Yeah, I was wondering about those superimposed text on the screen where it says, says like Triceratops.
Yeah, that's
like,
all.
That looks like a font from Microsoft Word that came after this show aired.
Yeah. That's absolutely some of the
changes. That's season 18 bonus features.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's all that, like, yeah.
So in the midst of this lesson that Bulk is getting and how to kick, a earthquake occurs.
Yes.
And this old guy, who I guess is the owner of the restaurant, runs around telling people not to panic. And then this earthquake goes on for a while. And then the five teenagers turn into blobs of color and are zipped away to, is this on Earth? Where this guy who's like a face in a vertical tube and his robot friend tell them that they've been chosen.
We think it's on Earth just because when
they're let out,
they're like, they could have put us closer to the city.
Yeah, they didn't seem
know where to walk.
Even though they were clearly in a place where they'd never been before, some sort of absolutely desolate wilderness. They're just like, well, walk through this and get home again.
Yeah, what's great is it's explained to them that they're going to be Power Rangers and that.
Yeah, they don't have a choice in it. They're just Power Rangers.
And, initially they're like, well, peace out. I got to go do things.
I got to go do teen stuff.
Yeah. And so they try to leave, but then they get into some trouble. With some putties.
The putty patrol. The putty patrol is made from clay turds.
Yes.
That are put into like a mold and then
baked.
And then Finster just kind of presses them down and bakes them. Yep. And then they basically turn into big.
They pop out of a.
Because clay is super easy like that. You just like put a log of clay into like a mold and you just press it down, perfectly molded piece of putty. That's how God did it.
So when Finster was putting them in the oven, they looked really small, but then they turned out to be the size of people. So is Finster and Rita Repulsa both actually much, much bigger than people?
No, I think they have magic powers and they just made them bigger.
Yeah, I think that the...
Because Rita Rita makes Goldar bigger. He makes...
Well, she's making my Goldar grow.
Yeah, she just does stuff.
I think much like the technology in Back to the Future, where in the future they can make a tiny, tiny pizza into a gigantic pizza in 3 seconds. Yeah. I think that's about the same technology that they're using
It's called
here
leavening. They have that technique.
Yeah, it was a leavening technique.
Yeah.
So they're definitely not Jewish. Rita.
This is just how God does it. This is how God makes people. He just
are you saying that God's not Jewish?
He makes them in his own image,
maybe,
of the Terracotta warriors of Xi'an.
Except for God, he's like, I'm kind of gray, formless. I got really big hands. I don't really do a lot of. I'm not really good on motor skills. Speech is not that great.
Yeah. So they fight these putties. It's a really weird fight where the black guy does like a little bit of jiving.
He does like a break dance.
Because you see Jim. You see the pink girl, the South Side Shuffle.
Yeah.
You see the pink girl use her gymnastic skills, and then they cut to the black guy, and he's like using his
dance
skills,
and jiving.
Just to dance.
Yeah.
Why not?
And I mean, it does seem to impress the putties for a good bit. Yeah. They don't really, they're just like, oh shit.
Well, yeah, they're like mesmerized.
Check this out. All right.
And they're not really doing like, they're not fighting as much as they're just trying to toss all the Power Rangers into one pile.
Yeah, they just kind of pushed them into a pile. Yeah.
It's like molester fighting.
Yeah.
And they're not really trying to hurt them, they're just trying to touch them a lot.
Yeah.
And that's where them. And that's where the Red Ranger basically goes, hey, we have these things that Zordon just told us.
Yeah.
Let's try that. And then they morph into the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
For the first time.
By saying their dinosaur names.
Yep.
But they don't turn into the dinosaurs.
No. That's just their spirit.
They turn
animal.
Into the Power Rangers, and then there's like a second tier.
Yeah.
So first tier.
There's actually like three tiers.
Yeah, there's multiple tiers here. So like the first tier of Morphin is you turn into a Power Ranger, which just means the suit, like the power suit.
Yeah, you
suit.
Get the suit and you can kung fu.
Yeah,
and
you can kung fu really good.
Person in a suit.
Yeah, you get the helmet, you get everything, you get the spandex. Yeah. And then there's a second tier where you bring out, like you call on
pay
your...
Pay scale number two.
Yeah, your spirit animal.
It's for $100 donors.
Yep. Yeah. You get a tote bag and you get...
yeah. And you get a dinosaur.
And you get a dinosaur and you turn into that. And then there's a third stage that they break out where they all morph together,
and
all their
parts.
And
it forms like a tank type of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's another stage where they turn into the Megazord.
Yeah.
Where it's basically like a guy in a suit.
But as soon as they turned into the prehistoric animals, they then morphed into the Megazord. They never spent any time as the individual prehistoric animals.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that's something that maybe got cut from the
Probably.
Well, I'm sure we'll see that
first
later.
Season.
Yeah, you will see them like separate from time to time.
Sure.
It's not like as common, but you see it. Yeah.
Also,
I mean, it's there.
Saying dinosaurs, it should be prehistoric animal zords, because I don't think a saber-toothed tiger is a dinosaur.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not.
Not quite.
Come
but
on.
I mean...
Either it's a mastodon or...
Oh, that's also true.
The Asian chick is kind of stupid, though, so it's not like she can tell the difference. So they fight, they win, they go back to the weird Zardoz face man.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? Zardoz?
Zordon.
Zartan?
Zordon.
Zordon.
I keep calling him Zardoz, but it's Zordon.
And then
it's
his Zordon. Robot buddy, who's...
Alpha
was
one.
Alpha?
Yeah.
Alpha
five.
One. Alpha 5?
Oh.
Alpha 5.
Oh.
I thought you just said version. Alpha.
Yeah,
so
he's
very similar to the robot
sure.
from the 70s Buck Rogers TV show, which I don't know how I know more about that than I do about the Power Rangers. But he is very similar to that guy, except he actually talks instead of just saying beady, 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 beady.
Yeah, so they
sometimes
all...
Sometimes you almost want him to just say beady, beady, beady.
Yeah, he's pretty annoying, I have to admit.
So they all accept their fate. They're like, yeah, cool, we're going to do this now. Except for... The Pink Ranger does a little bit of fake out. She's like, I don't know if I'm...
It hurts my hair.
Yeah.
It's like this big thing.
And then she does like a quick beat. Nah.
Yeah, and she's all about
and
it.
And she's into it. And that humor almost short circuits Alpha 5.
Yeah.
He can't take
out.
It. He wigs out. And then he...
Just remember, humor is dangerous. Don't use it.
Yeah.
Ever.
And then the end of this episode is Alpha 5 freaking out and then saying... What was it?
Humor. What a concept.
Yeah, there we go.
But I thought he was... I first heard this as, humor, what a cunt.
Because his kids love
He was mad that.
That
Kimberly almost made his head explode with her inappropriate humor.
Yeah. But, I still don't know how you heard that first. Because he said concept.
Or even why you thought
it sounded like a different vowel, okay?
What a cunt. Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway.
So we also thought... Real quick here, we thought it'd be fun for every episode, just kind of give an update on one of the characters in the show. And so the first
one of the
five
actors.
One of the actors, I mean.
No, these actually are the characters.
Yeah, these are the characters.
Yeah, the Red Ranger is now the Red Gym Manager.
So the Red Ranger, who is also known as Jason Lee Scott, is the character's name. He's the Red Ranger. His acting name is Austin St. John, but his real name is Jason Geiger. he stayed on for a couple seasons, didn't last too long, got into an argument about his salary, so he dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped out of like Power Rangers pretty much, and went into being an EMT and lived overseas for a long time. And then he was told by the Black Ranger cast member that he should come back because there are all these Power Rangers conventions. And apparently... This Austin St. John had no idea that people actually cared about Power Rangers anymore.
Yeah.
So he came back and he's been back doing these conventions, making some easy money.
Yeah, why not?
And apparently he just starred in a film, this is his comeback film.
Oh.
That was was funded by Indiegogo.
And
it's called Survival's End. So that might be something worth watching at some point in the future.
Survival's End. So death?
Yes.
Sounds inspiring.
But yeah, so that's Austin St. John for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Any closing statements?
I'm excited.
There's lots of fist pumps in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that I wanted to mention and we didn't mention was I liked how they just knew how to do Power Ranger things.
Oh, yes. Yes.
After like a 2-minute talk with Zordon where he doesn't tell them anything.
Nothing.
They're just like proficient in Power Ranger-ology.
No manual.
Yeah.
No.
They know
no.
how to drive these things. They know that they can just say the name of their dinosaur and it's going to pop out of nowhere.
There is no learning montage, which is just, that's the minimum.
Awesome. Yeah.
Kimberly finds the radio in her pterodactyl almost instantly.
Yeah.
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 It's almost like, why would she even think
a pterodactyl would have a radio?
I know, why not? Yeah. She was impressed by it, though.
Yeah.
She's like sweet stereo.
It's almost like they were born to be Power Rangers. Like
maybe it was just in their subconscious.
Yeah, it was just innate. Like they just knew how to do it.
Zordon implanted them in their mother's wombs 18 years earlier.
Yeah.
But didn't tell her, like the Virgin Mary found out. These people's mothers never found out.
Yeah.
Also, Rita rode an old-timey bike with a big wheel and a little wheel out of nowhere.
I hope
in a field.
I still don't know why.
There's no reason. It doesn't mean anything. It just happened. Yeah.
It was cool.
I don't think they ever updated those bikes in Japan. They still use them.
Oh, humor. What a concept.